Welcome to Just for a Moment. I'm Carol Murray, and this podcast series involves conversations with Lori LeBay. And this is the third interview with Lori, and these interviews are divided into four 10-minute podcasts, which air each Monday this month. You can download this podcast by going to www.justforamomentpodcast.com. Lori LeBay's mission is to shift society's negative perceptions of aging and illness by getting individuals and businesses to appreciate and embrace the gifts wrapped in every stage of life. She believes by removing the fear, embarrassment, and judgment that cripples our relationships, we can enhance our connections with the people we love and care for. Her company, Senior Lifestyle Trends, provides a variety of services to shift how caregiving is perceived, received, and delivered. She does this through keynotes, breakout and training sessions, consulting, her resource website, as a spokesperson, and writing services. Please join us today in shifting caregiving from crisis to comfort mode. Welcome back, Lori.
Hi, Carol.
A lot of our listeners are probably wondering how you're able to take the risk that you do in leaving an established career to create this whole new vision and purpose in your life, especially in this economy. How did you do that? And now that you've made the leap, could you tell us what it really feels like to have found your purpose in life and what you'd recommend for others to find their purpose?
Well, I'll start out with what it feels like, because it is absolutely incredible. I have a calmness about me I've never, ever had. And I just feel so aligned, and I'm so sure this is what I'm supposed to do. It's incredible. There's no second guessing. And not that you don't have that inner critic that pops up every now and then, but I can slap that baby down pretty quick. You know, it's absolutely a phenomenal thing. It is a scary process. It's a big process. I was in healthcare for 10 years and then in real estate for 25, and worked with the senior market before anybody even knew there was one. But when I look again back at my life, all of those things were building blocks to where I'm going to be. In healthcare, I would switch jobs every 6 to 9 months because I didn't want to be a clog in the wheel. And I would go into my supervisor and say, you know, this has to go get passed on to my staff. They have to have the responsibility with the authority. And she would look at me and say, but Lori, then you won't have a job. And I'd say, that's okay, because I can't be a clog in the wheel. And we would do this routinely, you know, 6 to 9 months. And I said, but I would have another area that I thought needed to be developed, and my job would kind of morph into that. And so when I got into real estate, I just saw a big black hole of people not dealing with our elders in their transition and how different it is. And so I, developed a program called Classic Lifestyles that really is an educational program and gets them understanding what their options are. And again, it's all about removing the fear and not being a clog in the wheel and letting people get to a place of joy in their life. And so when I decided to make this shift into caregiving, I looked back and said, that's all I've been doing. When I come from my perception and my belief in terms of we're caregivers at the time of conception, I've just been ebbing and flowing through this mode, and now I'm just at a different level. Now I need to get other people to understand that this is a natural state. It's not something to fear, and that we need to work collaboratively together in order to fix things in terms of society. We have to, instead of having all these organizations and corporations trying to recreate the wheel and have, you know, a proprietary little thing over here that they do special, we need to say, you know what, this is a basic skill, and here's, you know, what I can provide you as a service provider. Here's my a la carte specialty item list. But the skills are basic, and we're spending way too much time, money, and energy trying to recreate the wheel instead of working together and then just specializing in terms of what our services are that we provide to one another. We're way too scared of the competition, in my eyes, and we're doing a disservice to people of all ages and stages of life. And so given I believe that so strongly, I tell people my career choice to do this shift, it really wasn't even a choice. I could not do it. That's mm-hmm. how strongly I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that because that's how I felt when I turned 45 and it says time to speak out when Columbine happened.
Yep.
I was done. Wrote yep. the first book and everything launched from there.
Yeah, it's an amazing feeling. And one of the things, you know, one of the other topics that I speak on is ageism and people trying to find the right job. And I don't really believe that we have, you know, that people get laid off because of age.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to teach that, you know, it's because we're a global economy and things have changed. And it has to do with budget. And what we have to really look at is who, you know, I use the analogy of we're all a box. And what kind of box do you want to be? Do you want to be an old UPS box that's been, you know, duct taped a zillion times and shipped around the world and bounced around? Or do you want to be a shiny gold star box or a beaded box? Or, you know, what is it? And you don't have to just be one for life. You know, and our younger generation is seeing that very clearly. They're not going to stay with a job forever. And they're going to pick a job that fills their soul, not just their pocketbook. Where us in the older generations, you know, we basically took a job because either that's what we went to school with for, mm-hmm. or we were told we were good at it. But not necessarily because it filled our soul and made us feel good. And so we have to be able to teach people to open that door and say, what makes me feel good? What brings me joy? And when you can answer those questions, all of a sudden you're going to find your purpose and it's going to be really clear. And you have to go at that not from a mindset of, you know, what's going to pay me, but really, what did I like when I was really little? And maybe it was painting. And people go, well, how am I going to create an income out of being a painter or working with horses? And it's like, get creative. Think about your passion and then develop ways of, you know, how that filled you. What purpose did that fill? And how could that apply to others? And then tap into your community and organizations and create something.
So you could help me with my retirement job. What I've always wanted to do is to work in a zoo nursery and be the one responsible for petting all the furry babies.
Oh, fun.
That's been at the top of my mind for years. Carol Murray in a rocking chair with a little baby tiger or a baby rhinoceros. I suppose they're not furry, but it would be the same concept.
Well, you know, and somebody has to do that job.
That's right.
I grew up in a neighborhood where we had a zoo called Como Park, and I remember there was a lady who used to take care of the baby lions and tigers. I mean, that was her job, you know, and she would nurse them. And, I mean, so there are people out there that have those types of positions. So it's a matter of educating yourself, you know, with the zoo and how does that work and how do I become one of those guys?
It's either that or be a cat lady.
A cat lady. I'm seeing black spandex and leather. No.
Oh, my Lord. See, look what I have to look forward to. Lori, I love it that you're helping me get a new sense of purpose here as I go into my older golden years. Is there three takeaways that you'd like to make sure everyone got out of today's session?
Yeah, I would like them to think of, again, when you're caring for someone else, or caring for yourself, because we're not very good at that as a society either, focus on the simple things. You know, are they happy? Are they safe? Are they pain-free? Because those are the critical things in life. Those are the basics. And from that, you will create joy because your perceptions will be extremely different. Your reactions will be majorly different. When interacting, for example, with a person with Alzheimer's who asks you for the, you know, 52nd time in 10 minutes, you know, where's Tom, you know, and maybe Tom has passed away, you're not going to be bothered by the question. because they're safe, they're happy, and they're pain-free. So you're not going to try to correct them. You're just going to go with the flow, you know. Or if they call you the wrong name, it's not going to be about you and
mm-hmm.
how what's your comfort with the question at hand. Or if the story is wrong, it's going to be about them. And do they feel connected? Do they feel like you're respectful and dignified with them?
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Lori. Appreciate you being with me again.
Well, thank you, Carol.
If you'd like to learn more about Lori LeBay, you can contact her at 651-748-4714. That's her office line. Her email is lori@seniorlifestyletrends.com. And that's also her website, www.seniorlifestyletrends.com or alzheimersspeaks.com or alzheimersspeaksblog.com. You can reach her on Skype, and she's also on YouTube and Twitter. Again, thank you for tuning in to this Caring episode and also how to be able to reach out and grab your potential and to this edition for Just for a Moment. This is Carol Murray signing off.